Hey, good morning, 8:41. And joining us in studio now, Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Pops in a few times a month and keeps us on top of fraud and scams and all sorts of devious stuff that's out there. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Never a shortage of information.
I would say so. And you got some stuff we were chatting about off the air to pass along to listeners this morning. There's a new lottery scam that's going around. What is this all about,
Eric? Yeah, so I received a call from a friend of mine, said he got a call, and I figured it's probably other people are getting it. So just to make people aware of it, he received a call saying that he won this lottery in Las Vegas and that all he needed to do was send them $300-some to cover the fees involved, and then they were going to show up at his door and deliver the check in person and all this kind of stuff. Unfortunately, he knew better than to send the money, so he didn't fall victim to that. But it's a very typical scam where someone will say, hey, you've won and you have to send this money to cover taxes or fees or whatever.
Sure.
It is, and obviously it's all a scam. There's never any lottery winnings at the end of that.
And isn't that generally a red flag if somebody out of the blue tells you won something but they're demanding some money before they can give you the winnings? That's a huge red flag.
Huge red
it?
Flag, yeah. Right. And the fact that he didn't enter any lottery.
Well, that's that too, yeah.
You know, he actually confronted the scammer about that, and they claimed that, oh, it's just a random, we picked random names. But still, I mean, usually when people enter sweepstakes or lotteries, you know, you purchase a ticket, you do something, an affirmative action that you enter something. It's not just random. So, you know, it plays on people's desires that they want to believe that it's real and they won all these millions of dollars. And they think that paying a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 to win $1 million isn't a big deal. But those are always going to be scams. You're not going to have to pay that money up front to receive any kind of a prize.
And by the way, there's two huge jackpots sitting out there in Powerball and Mega Millions. If you're looking,
right.
Go buy some tickets,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So good. And that is in this area.
That was
you
just this
to.
Last week. Yeah. So I'm assuming that other people may have received that call, and we just wanted to make people aware that obviously all these lottery scams are false. They're scams, and you're not going to win any money by paying money to get it.
And it's good advice. What is this imposter scam?
This is a real heartbreaker. This is a case that I actually handled last month, and I wanted to make people aware of it for a couple different reasons. It plays on it's a very common scam. It's been around a long time, where someone will call someone, contact someone, and claim to be from the FBI or the DEA, and claim that somehow their name, their social security number, somehow they're wrapped up in some type of federal crime or drug trafficking investigation. And in order to clear their name, they have to pay this money immediately. Otherwise, they're going to be in prison, they're going to be prosecuted, put in jail, all that kind of stuff. So they really focus on trying to exploit people's fear that, you know, they might go to jail or something bad might happen. And a lot of times it's directed at elderly people who, you know, might not know about these scams. And
sure.
So the biggest thing is they always say, don't tell anybody. You know, this, you better not tell anyone or you're going to get in more trouble. Just do this and don't tell anyone. So that makes it harder, you know, for us to investigate it. But in the end, they're very aggressive and they demand thousands of dollars to be paid so that they don't get arrested. And unfortunately, some people do follow through with that and end up wiring the money. And then just a side note is sometimes they'll also ask, like, to verify your date of birth and social security number. And if people believe that they're talking to the federal government or any kind of government agency, they may provide that information. So we want to make sure people aren't giving that. But in the case that I handled, a woman in her 70s was contacted and believed that it was true. Went to her bank and tried to – well, first she was convinced to buy $5,000 in Nike gift cards and send those code numbers to the scammer. And again, that's another red flag. The government, any kind of official agency, is not going to ask for payment in prepaid cards.
Sure.
And then after she did that, they obviously realized that she was easily manipulated, and they convinced her to withdraw about $110,000 from her savings account, which is her life savings. Bank that she went to the first time said, you're being scammed, don't do this, and refused to do the transaction. Unfortunately, she went to a different branch in a different city, was able to withdraw the money on a cashier's check, brought it to a local bank here in Sheboygan that she was directed to do by the scammer, and deposited it into an actual Wells Fargo bank account that we were able to trace out to California. So that's still an active investigation, and we're trying to determine the person in California, what their involvement is. But unfortunately, that person out in California was able to withdraw all the money before that bank was able to put a hold on it, and so that money's gone. So no matter if we are able to arrest this person or not out in California, that money is gone. So in addition to wanting to educate listeners about these potential scams and making sure that people don't fall victim to them, and if you have older parents or vulnerable people in your family that you believe might be susceptible to falling victim to this, making them aware of it too, you know, when you hear these stories, talking to them. But really, I wanted to kind of address people that either work in banks or investment companies, people that work at grocery stores that sell these prepaid gift cards. When you see someone who doesn't fit a normal purchase or a normal withdrawal coming in and asking for large sums of money or large amounts on gift cards, it really doesn't hurt to take a minute to just say, hey, this is a really large amount of money. We're kind of afraid you might be being scammed. Can you tell me about what's going on? If they say it's none of your business, or if they have a reason, I'm moving my account somewhere else, or you know, whatever it is, at least you've made that offer.
Right.
But you know, they've been told not to tell anyone, and they're scared.
Yeah.
So even saying, hey, we have an office over here, a private office over here on the side. Can we just step in here and talk to you for a minute about this? We don't want you to be separated. It's a large amount of money, and it's unusual for you to do that kind of transaction. So let's just take a moment, and can we call your son? Can we call a neighbor or someone just to try to verify and slow that process down? Because like I said, $110,000 this time is a huge sum of money. And then for her, it was the life savings. So.
Ugh, that just makes you sick.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It really does. And that's why prevention and education is so important, because you know, like we talked about kind of off the air, you know, you and I can sit here and say, well, it should be kind of obvious. But for some people, it's just not. They're playing on emotions.
Right.
And when you're in that moment, you don't really think rationally sometimes and think about, you know, could this be a scam? You're so caught up in, I don't want to go to prison.
Right.
I don't want to. So you follow through on it. So people just don't know any better.
And the scammers are well aware of that.
Sure. And that's why they do the pressure techniques and why they're very aggressive. And they are. They're really despicable, and they prey on people's emotions to, you know, withdraw this money and get the transaction done. And they know that a cashier's check is very much like cash, and that, you know, most banks will honor that, and that money's in that account very quickly. There's usually not a hold on it. If it is, it's maybe a short period of time, but that person can withdraw the money very quickly. So just being aware of that. And
so do you see any way you can still help this unfortunate lady out?
Like I said, hopefully this will pan out. I have a detective friend out in California that's following up with me. We're going to do a search warrant out there, and we have some other investigative leads that we may be able to make an arrest. But like I said, in the end, that might be just a shell of victory, because that money is gone. And
right.
I'm sure that it's overseas by now, and that money's been withdrawn.
Wow.
So
sad and unfortunate.
It really is.
Wow. So, yeah, good advice, as always, from Detective Eric Edson here from the Sheboygan Police Department. We got a couple seconds left. Anything you want to add yet this
Real
morning?
Real quick, on SheboyganPolice.com, on our main page, we have some slides, some tiles on the main page. One of them is to submit a question.
Okay.
If you're the victim of a scam or have a question about scams, go to our website, SheboyganPolice.com, fill out the form, and we'll answer your question on the air.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks,
Thanks,
Eric.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks for coming in. Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department here on WHBL. Stay with us. We'll check business news next.
Local closings and cancellations.